thickening cloud cover. Maybe we should come back another night. Ralph's detector hummed to life. Angus smiled. He knew it. Too many men had died on this hill. Many left to rot in mass graves, even more unaccounted for. Just like his great-great-great-grandpappy. Why should that woman and her team get all the treasure just because they had a sanctioned dig? His kin died defending this hill. Why should some anthro-archaeologist, or whatever she was, swoop in and steal what belonged to the families of those lost? Nah. He was taking what was his, a chunk of the history his kin helped shape. The detector whirred to a fevered pitch at the base of a gnarled oak tree, and Angus's shoulders slumped with hard-earned relief. About time.
Told ya,
Ralph snickered. Get the shovel and some light. The thickening cloud cover left them no choice. They needed some light to work by. Resting the flashlight on the ground would hopefully limit the beam's reach. Clutching the handle, he cut into the earth. A foot down, the tip of his metal shovel twanged off a hard shock of resistance. Ralph gaped at him with a tooth-filled grin. Angus couldn't remember the last time he witnessed his burly cousin smile. The sight bringing the days of them as youngins running wild through the Pennsylvania countryside back with a whoosh. Pulling a trowel from his bag, Angus aimed the light downward and set to work uncovering the source of resistance. Griffin grabbed a flashlight from his desk drawer and slipped it into his belt loop. He preferred the stillness of night, nothing but the moonlight to guide his steps. But the moon had all but disappeared behind the burgeoning blackness of sky about to let loose with rain. Hopefully he'd get his rounds in before it started. Leave it to Hank to get married on a cold, soon-to-be very wet November night. Not that he minded swapping shifts. In fact, he far preferred patrolling the park after hours, without the usual throng of tourists. Just him and the battle's casualties sharing the hallowed ground. He'd drive the necessary perimeter, then park behind Devil's Den and climb to his favorite lookout, which afforded him the best surveying spot outside of the tower. His gun in his holster, he shrugged on his coat and zipped it up. Grabbing his hat off the hook by the station door, he stepped out into the brisk night. The air was thick and held the promise of rain, the fresh scent tantalizingly close. Clearing the lower grounds, he made it to Devil's Den before the rain began. After parking his car, he took off on foot from the boulder-strewn area, heading for Little Round Top. Yes, there was a road winding around the backside of the hill, famous for the 20th Maine's heroic standoff. But driving took the fun out of it. This time of year, he was likely to see deer, even bats if he was silent enough, blending in with the darkness. Cresting the rise, a faint glow caught his attention. Halting, he listened. Two muffled voices. He crept closer, pulling his weapon. Vandals or relic hunters, most likely. Either way, he wasn't approaching multiple unknowns unarmed.
There it is, a man hollered. Keep digging,
a second man responded. Griffin's jaw clenched as the men and the grave they were desecrating came into view.
Looks like we found ourselves a soldier and some fine artifacts.
Griffin clicked on his flashlight, holding his weapon steady.
Oh, I'd say you found yourselves a whole lot more than that.
Finley's phone vibrated against her ribcage. Please be an out. Slipping it from her clutch nestled tightly between her body and the stiff chair arm in the darkened concert hall, she glanced at the number and recognition dawned. Ranger McCrae? Seriously? At 9 o'clock on a Saturday night? The man really had no life outside of work. She looked over at the date her mother had set her up on and winced. Actually, she was only pretending at one. Had been ever since. Blackness flashed before her eyes, and then the shining light. She blinked, her chest tightening, her palms moistening. No. Not now. Not surrounded by all these people. Please. Nauseated terror sloshed over her in a clawing rush, frustration and irritation following. How could it come on so fast? Do the stupid breathing thing.